This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination in reference to a claimant by the name of Amari Rivera. Date of birth, November 29, 2012. Case ID number 272-4562. Date of examination, March 22, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from a disability report dated 7/21/2021. Informant, Mrs. Veronica Garza, her mother, identifying information. This is a 9-year-old female who presented to my office with her mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of complex partial seizure disorder, learning disability / speech delay, and TIC syndrome. The mother, Veronica Garza, who is an informant, is presently divorced, and she is employed as a driver for an adult daycare center, which she has done for 6 months. Prior to that, she worked as a hotel front desk receptionist for 1 year. The father is in prison, and at the present time, they live in a rented home. The claimant is not on disability at this time. Allegations, number one, complex partial seizure disorder. Number two, learning disability / speech delay. And number four, TICS, T-I-C-S. The claimant is presently in the third grade, and she does get tutoring on Mondays and Tuesday for reading and math, although the mother states that she is very good at reading. Her grades are in the B's and C's, and she functions well in a classroom. History of allegations, complex partial seizure disorder. The informant, the claimant's mother, states that in 2020, the claimant started having tics and complex partial seizure disorders. The claimant would throw her arms up in the air and bring them down and have different kind of facial expressions that weren't normal to the claimant. The mother denies any history of trauma, tumor, cerebral vascular accident, drug withdrawal, or any kind of infectious diseases. The claimant's mother states that she'll have 6 of these episodes per day, and she has refused treatment for her daughter, but is now questioning that maybe she does need it secondary to the frequency of these episodes. She denies ever being in the emergency room, being hospitalized, or having postictal symptoms. At the present time, she's on no medications, and her neurologist is Dr. Leonardo Garcia. She was diagnosed with complex partial seizure disorders with tics. A EEG was performed, and she states that the neurologist did state that it was abnormal. However, I have no confirmation of that and no report from the neurologist. Allegation number two, learning disability and speech delay, along with tics. The mother states that the claimant had difficulty with her speech and had to have 1.5 years of therapy. She states that the claimant's EEG was positive, although I have no confirmation of that. At the present time, she's in the third grade and is making B's and C's. And she does have tics approximately 6 times per day, which started in 2018. She is presently on no medications for this. The claimant doesn't pass out, but she does have tic movements of her hands, her face, and sometimes other parts of her body. Her condition will last for a few seconds, and then it goes away, and she doesn't remember what happened. At the present time, her condition appears to be stable and appears to be a mild case.